Hey, everybody, Pete Bowman here at the Fishing Canada television show. When I'm not raising the horns, banging my head, and thrashing out the metal, I listen to Angelo on the Outdoor Journal radio show. Come on, buddy, let's go to a Slipknot concert. Rock, buddy!
He's banged his head one too many times, unfortunately, for Mr. Bowman. He's, you know, I at one point in our relationship and our careers, I thought about making it mandatory, just like we have life jackets on the boat. You know, it's mandatory. If you're on the Fishing Canada boat, you have to have a functioning life jacket on, right? I thought at one point of making it mandatory for Mr. Bowman to wear, like, a hockey helmet as well. Because he had done so much damage already to his head.
Oh, and he's listening right now, too.
And he's one of the guys that would have an e-bike.
Mr. Bowman would be perfect.
Oh, nice, for that. Yeah, nice lead in.
Perfect.
I could see him with the e-bike. You know.
Nice lead.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I am Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Bradell, Jessica Allison, Jim Grayston, former, no longer with, now retired from Ontario Tourism in the Go Fishing Ontario program that he launched single-handedly by himself.
That's correct. Back in 2004.
That's right. And he came down to visit. He surprised me this morning. What are you doing down here, by the way? I never asked you. I just brought you into the booth, and I never said, what the hell are you doing down here?
I had two jobs. One was to visit you, which I told you I was going to do a few weeks ago, and visit my mom. And
oh, perfect.
They're the two jobs. Just come down, visit you, and visit my mom.
Well, hopefully neither one of them is a job.
Neither one. Neither one. Both are joys.
On the line with us now, a director of international sales for Damac. A company that sells, is in the business of electric bikes. I have no idea what this has to do with Outdoor Journal, but we're about to find out. Joining us now is David Solomon. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Angelo. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Doing fantastic. I joke about this e-bike thing. But it is really, you can see it everywhere. I mean, obviously we're picking up on it more and more. Whenever I visit Europe, certainly in the last decade, they're all over the place there, and they're just, they seem to really be jumping around here. It's becoming very popular.
Very true. Very true. I mean, I drive around Toronto and I see them all over the place. You know, of course I notice our products first, but, there's quite a few out there.
Now, you guys are located in Toronto. Are you a retail? Are you a distributor? What tell us about the business.
Okay, well, we were founded in 2001, so we are the first e-bike company in Canada. And we like to say in North America as well, but of course the Americans say they're first always. And it's really funny because a lot of people think we are an American company. They can't believe that a Canadian company is doing what we are doing. And we have a number of our own retail locations. We have 160 dealers from coast to coast. I do handle international sales, but I do have some select dealers in Canada and a few in the U.S. as well. So all of us wear a lot of different hats at the company. But the e-bike, it's been exploding. The market has been exploding.
David, who is your customer? Do you have a profile, a demographic, a shape of who your customer is?
Well, we have so many different kind of products, Angela. We've got the off-road ATVs, UTVs, dune buggies on the one side. Mm-hmm. We've got e-scooters that almost look like motorcycles. Some people just look at them and say, this can't be an electric bike. I would say we've got a couple of different demographics. We've probably got, say, the 20 to 40, 45 range of people. And then and we also have mobility products. So then we got like 50 and older. So we hit everybody up.
And is this a male or female, your customer?
It seems to be more males buying it. But lately I've noticed quite a few more women are getting onto the e-bike because we have some nice, you know, cool colors. And you know, smaller bikes for them because, I mean, a woman doesn't want to. You know, most women don't want to necessarily jump on a bike that looks as big as a Harley, you know, for the first e-bike.
Well, and I was just going to ask you that. The ones I'm familiar with that I've seen, you know, is basically a bicycle. It has pedals and all that, but it also has a motor. And it's about the same size as a bicycle.
Women are buying our bikes more than buying the motorcycle-looking units.
I got
and
you.
They can be on a bicycle. They have pedals. They have a motor. And they comply with both provincial and federal regulations for e-bikes. The maximum speed on an e-bike, people always ask me, how fast do these go? Well, you're allowed to go 32 kilometers an hour. That's the maximum speed. And the beauty of it is, well, other than you don't have to buy gas for it, is that you don't need insurance, you don't need to have a driver's license, you don't have to have plates, anything. You just jump on it and go. So that makes it very convenient for people.
Okay, so there's no license required?
None, no.
Oh, okay, cool. So somebody who either doesn't have a license or maybe even a license suspension for that matter. I'm not.
Yeah, we sell a few of those.
yeah, I was going to say. How about safety equipment? Do they have to wear helmets?
Yes, in Ontario you have to wear a helmet.
Okay, all right, cool. What sort
we
of
we have a large collection of helmets? Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. What sort of price range are we talking?
Well, our lowest price scooter is $1,299. It's a nice scooter. And we go all the way up to, if you're looking at a full-size electric ATV with all the bells and whistles, you're looking at about $10,000.
Wow.
So and most of them are between, the bikes are between, like, say, $15,000 and $3,000, maybe.
Yeah.
And the scooters are between $1,299 and about $3,200.
Okay.
It depends on what you're looking for.
Cool. Sounds fascinating. I know, like I said before, I see more and more of them popping up all over the place. And everybody, I'm sure, has their story, the people that are riding them. There's definitely a niche there, and you guys are filling it. Well, for example, let me ask you, the ATV you keep referring to, so this is an ATV, but it's powered by an electric motor as opposed to gas?
Correct.
Wow. What sort of range are you getting out of a battery?
Oh, we have, it depends again, it depends on your battery. If you want a battery that'll get you, we have one that will get you up to 360 kilometers range.
Whoa.
But that's definitely over $10,000. But you're looking at 360 kilometer range. We have 50 kilometers, which is retailing for like $5,000. It depends on, it depends on the size. We have different size ATVs. We have kids ATVs. We have all wheel drive ATVs. And you really, the only difference is you're not going to hear any noise. I mean,
anytime we have an option to go electric versus gas, I'm all ears, and I think this is a great area, especially the ATV area. My God, what a perfect way to enjoy the outdoors without your typical sound and fuel consumption. It's fantastic.
Well, hunters like it because they can go out into the bush and you don't scare the animals.
Exactly.
So, you're out there in a deep bush. Nobody hears anything, and then there you go. You do your hunting, and we also have some models that have solar recharging capabilities as well.
Nice.
We're the first ones to do that. That's the Daymac original. And the beauty of it is when you're with an e-bike, regular e-bike or a scooter, hydro rates, depending on what hydro rates are, I don't know today, but you're looking at somewhere around maybe 30 or 35 cents to charge your bike or scooter.
Right.
You might look at like 50, 60 cents to charge your ATV. And that's, that's nothing when you compare it to how many kilometers you're getting.
Yeah, I mean, the money is obviously a big part of it. But, I mean, there's so many more benefits, long-term benefits, by going electric on as many vehicles as we possibly can. And I just I think it's fantastic. All this information is available at daymac.com?
Correct, it is.
Oh, perfect. I urge people to go check it out, especially hunters and outdoors people who use ATVs extensively in the woods. What a great concept to go in without any noise at all. And I'm assuming in terms of performance that they're comparable to their gas version products?
Yes. There are other competitors that have electric ATVs, and we can hang with the best of them. I mean, we can compete perfectly.
Perfect. All right, my friend. Thank you for joining us. It's fascinating,
well,
and we'll
it.
Keep an eye on this, and we'll put this up on our site and make sure people can find you. And
yeah, we have 160 dealers coast to coast. We've got two big dealers in Toronto, Scarborough and North York. If anybody wants to pop by, and just feel free to look us up and come on in.
David, thank you very much for joining us, my friend.
Thanks very much, Angelo. Have a good day.
David Solomon, Director of International Sales for DAMAC. It sounds interesting. That ATV thing's got me all excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The 360-kilometer range.
I mean, that's pretty much...
63 cents to recharge it.
It's got our name written all over that.
Yeah.
All right.